welcome to episode 7 of the Dare to Dream Bigger Business podcast with me, your host, Claire Yosa, mentor to passionate world changers. And how did you get on with last week's episode with taming your inner critic? And did you join us yet for the Inner Critic Kickstart program? It's my gift to you, remember, daretodreambigger.biz/innercritic. I'd love to hear how you're getting on. And this week, I want to talk about why your business needs you to forget the 80-20 rule and focus on the 1% rule instead. Now, this is not about perfectionism and getting everything 99% right. It's quite a different topic to that. So listen on, and you might find this makes it much easier for you to create breakthroughs in your business. So the thing is that overnight success is a myth. People might talk about how they go from zero to 10 figures, 5 figures, 6 figures, you just pick a number of figures a month, yeah, that you're supposed to be doing as turnover within 3 minutes of setting up your business. And if you've been running your business for a while and you're not hitting those levels, it can leave you feeling like a failure, but you are not. Overnight success is a myth. It's normally the product of years and years of dedication. Now, you hear me talking about breakthroughs a lot, partly because I'm passionate about that level of change rather than the tiny, tiny incremental change that you don't really notice, but also because breakthroughs rarely happen as a result of radical change. You see, it's a brilliant way to destabilize your business if you want to suddenly change black and white overnight, and it will terrify your customers. So breakthroughs happen because we've taken lots of small actions and changes that suddenly create a tipping point. It's like, for example, unraveling a limiting belief or releasing a hidden block or a single mindset shift or a flash of inspiration that can make the critical difference because we've been taking the dedicated, consistent, committed action. So what will not work for you if you want to create breakthroughs in your business or the way you're changing the world is doing absolutely nothing, poodling along, suddenly expecting something to come along and everything changes. We're going to be talking next week about my favorite Sanskrit word that will grow your business more effectively than any other word I've ever come across. So that's going to be a gem from the world of meditation and yoga. But for now, I want to talk about the 1% rule. So yes, the Pareto principle of 80-20 is really important. And you hear business gurus talking about things like, you know, 80% of your customers might only bring you 20% of the revenue and the value. So you probably could look at ditching them. You know, 80% of your revenue comes from 20% of your customers. So you really want to put your focus in there. It's not an exact science, but the Pareto rule seems to work a lot of the time. So the Pareto rule can also be useful for us to figure out what is working and what's not. So we can spend our time and our energy on doing more of what is working. You know, time is tight. We're busy working in our business, and sometimes we're too busy to work on it. And this is where the 1% rule rules. So what is it? And back in my engineering days, I've got a master's degree in mechanical engineering in German, and I spent 10 years working in the auto industry, specializing in diesel engine manufacture. And I was a world expert in Japanese manufacturing quality techniques. Now, the Japanese were able, after the war, to create the most incredible leaps in quality. But it wasn't through radical change. It was through continuous improvement, techniques like Kaizen, looking at incremental changes that built up pretty quickly over time to make a big difference, and the whole team was empowered to help on those changes. So it takes the idea, for example, of climbing a mountain, and instead of having to leap or run up it, it focuses on each step instead. What this does for your team, for you and your customers, is suddenly that change, that leap, feels possible. And when you think about continuous improvement, of maybe making a 1% improvement in your business each week, it's easier to come up with ideas. It's easier to come up with ideas that are affordable, that are more likely to work. Can you imagine if I set you a challenge of, right, I want you to increase the size of your mailing list by 1% this week? That would feel much more achievable than if I said, I want a 50% increase by the end of the month. Yeah? It's less likely to bring up the old fears and blocks and self-imposed glass ceilings and self-sabotage patterns. But the thing is, if you were to create a change or an improvement in any of your business metrics of 1% each week, that quickly mounts up and the compound effect is huge. But it's so much easier than looking for doubling or quadrupling, yet it creates the same output. You'll create the breakthroughs, but with much less stress and resistance. So what actions could you take today to grow any of your metrics by 1% in the next week? Maybe it's the number of website visitors. Maybe it's the number of people signing up for a particular opt-in that you have. Maybe it's the number of customers. What could you do in the next week, or depending on the metric, on the next month, to increase that by 1%? If you brainstorm a list, I'm guessing you'd come up with quite a few ideas. Now go back through that list and look at the amount of effort versus the return and pick the low-hanging cherries, because they taste just as good as the ones that you need the ladder for. Yeah? There's nothing wrong with picking the low-hanging fruit. It doesn't mean that you're a failure. It doesn't mean you're copping out. So which of those actions could you most easily implement? And how much difference might that make over the next 3 months? And of course, it's important to have the big stuff in your strategy too. But lots of small, easy changes and improvements can actually bring you faster results. So the bottom line is that growing your business doesn't have to be back-breakingly hard. It can be fairly easy and plenty of fun. And as soon as you stop focusing on having to create the breakthroughs and the leaps, and instead you look at the 1% rule, it's an incredible way of getting unstuck. When you're feeling like you can't do any more, when you're feeling stuck, you're treading water, you're blocked, which happens to so many of us in our businesses. What could I do that would change this metric by 1%? What could I do to grow by 1% this week or 1% this month? It suddenly sets you free to be creative. One of the things is when we're in stress, we're in the sympathetic nervous system, and the bit of the brain, the amygdala, the primal brain, is there to protect us from that saber-toothed tiger and the avalanche and all the other terrible things that used to happen in cavemen days. Unfortunately, your business thinking is in the prefrontal cortex of the brain, which is at the front, as you'd guess, from frontal. And that's where you get the logical thinking, the rational thinking, looking at consequences. When you're stuck in your stress brain, that primal part, you do not see the long-term consequences. You're more likely to end up firefighting, which is something that happens in so many businesses. And I know in my corporate life, it was something we were addicted to. When you look at putting yourself under pressure to have to double a metric or worse, or better, as your boss might say, as your shareholders might say, when you put yourself under that much pressure, you get stuck in the sympathetic nervous system, in the amygdala. You do not see the long-term consequences. You are thinking from stress. You'll be less creative. You're going to only be able to think of things that you already know. And you're not likely to understand and fully assess the impact. So you're less creative. You're going to miss exciting opportunities, you're putting yourself under stress, it can affect your health. Chances are that will be sensed by your customers, particularly if you're running the kind of business where you are your business. And it's not going to help anyone. But turning it round, breaking it down into total bite-sized chunks. I've lost count of the number of entrepreneurs who tell me, oh, I don't have time to work on my business, I'm too busy working in it. I saw a great cartoon the other day of a guy sitting on marooned on a desert island. And it's one of these tiny, tiny islands where there is literally just a palm tree. And he sits there and he says, finally, I have time to do my marketing plan. We all know that feeling, yeah? When you follow the 1% rule, it's so much easier to find time to work on your business. What could you do that could create 1% more customer satisfaction? What could you do that could get you 1% more conversions on a particular sales page? It can be fairly easy and it can even be fun. If you want to stretch on this, I've got a gift for you from the world of diesel engine manufacturing process improvement. I bet that's something you never thought you'd hear in a podcast. So look at the metric that you were thinking of earlier in today's podcast. Is there anything that you are doing that's keeping it stuck or worse, making it shrink? If yes, it's time for some pruning. Because you can do the 1% rule in reverse and look at what it is that needs to go as well as what it is that needs to come. So if you love the idea of transforming your business and creating breakthroughs in bite-sized chunks, make sure you pop over to the show notes for this episode at dtdbpodcast.biz/007, because I've got a treat there for you. I hope you're going to love that one. This one, people who've done this one absolutely rave about it. They say it turns things around for them. And also, if being short on time is a challenge for you, I have got a gift masterclass for you. One of my deep dive masterclasses on Wednesday, the 2nd of March. You can find that at daretodreambigger.biz/time-masterclass. That's daretodreambigger.biz/time-masterclass. I'm going to be taking you through insider secrets on how to magically make more time, how to get more done in less time for free, and how to escape your time stories and stop them from trashing your business. So I really hope you found that helpful today. I would love to hear from you. Come and find me. Put a comment in over at iTunes. Put a comment in over at the show notes at dtdbpodcast.biz/007. How might the 1% rule help you grow your business? Which metric or metrics do you want to start with? And what action could you take in the next hour? I'm going to hold you accountable here, yeah? What action could you take in the next hour to set in motion something that could grow that metric by 1%? And how much relief do you feel at the thought of how all those 1% changes could compound build up compared to having to make huge changes in one go when you're already stressed and busy? Let me know via the show notes, and also come and find us over at Facebook. Search for Dare to Dream Bigger and you'll find our super friendly group. Click the join group button and we'll let you in. I'd love to hang out with you there too. If you found this useful, make sure you subscribe on iTunes. Please share it far and wide with social media. And I will be back next time, as promised, with my favorite Sanskrit word, not scary at all, I will explain it to you, and how it is the fastest and most effective and also often easiest way to grow your business. I hope you have an amazing week.